Hello, Unladies. It's me, Kristen. Thank you to everybody who voted in the poll and helped decide what we're talking about today. For the very first time in Unladies Room history, there is actually a tie. Yeah, maybe I need to implement some kind of ranked choice voting. I don't know. But there was a tie between today's topic, stay-at-home girlfriends, and what will be the next topic in the Unladies Room, birth control misinformation. And what is the goal of it? To take down big hormonal birth control? You'll have to tune in next time for the answers to those questions, because today, well, we're talking about a group who I really hope is on reliable birth control, and those are stay-at-home girlfriends. This is a TikTok hashtag gone wild. There are no actual numbers of how prevalent this is, if we can really call it a trend or if it is just an influencer thing. We talked about this a little bit. I think it was maybe this time last year on the Unladies Room bonus episode, Girls Just Want to Stay Home. But stay-at-home girlfriends are exactly what they sound like. They're taking the stay-at-home that we usually attach to mothers and sometimes fathers, but they're taking the stay-at-home and they're hitching it to girlfriend. And according to TikTok, a stay-at-home girlfriend is a straight, more often than not, white, thin, conventionally attractive young woman, usually in early to mid-20s, who is financially supported and lavished with gifts by a boyfriend that we don't really see all that often, because the stay-at-home girl's real job is to be the boyfriend's maid and attractive arm candy. And that's it. Really. So, good episode. See y'all later. No, there is a basic formula to the stay-at-home girlfriend as presented and curated on TikTok. I do want to issue a disclaimer or a clarification before we get into this, that the stay-at-home girlfriend that we are discussing is living in a super nice place with her super rich boyfriend, and he gives her super luxury gifts and affords her a super exclusive, soft, leisurely lifestyle. And he, the boyfriend, is necessarily rich. What I'm about to critique is not the staying at home, is not the opting out of paid labor, is not diminishing the very real labor that is domestic work. The stay-at-home girlfriend that we're discussing is an image that is sold to us. It is a curated, edited, monetized, aesthetic, branded content in a lot of ways. The key thing about stay-at-home girlfriend is that she's very different from a stay-at-home parent or even a stay-at-home wife. Stay-at-home girlfriends are not taking care of children. Okay, so what the stay-at-home girlfriend shows us is her routine. It's all about a very regimented lifestyle of waking up at a leisurely time, because you don't have kids to get out the door. But you wake up, you ease into your day, probably with some kind of green juice or shake. You're going to do Pilates. The one thing you are going to do every single day is you're going to work out in one way or another. Because again, the whole goal of being a stay-at-home girlfriend is you got to keep yourself looking good. You got to keep the house looking good. You got to keep meals for the man looking good. Once you have exercised, you're probably going to do an intensive skincare routine, maybe on yourself, but also if you're doing it quote unquote right, you're going to go somewhere else. You're going to be paying for an esthetician to be taking care of your skin, doing some kinds of treatments. You might have a leisurely lunch with a friend, and your boyfriend's going to be picking up the tab for that one, because you will be living off of an allowance that he allots you. Or maybe he just gives you a credit card. And I'm going to put an asterisk here on the money factor, because I think that there is, per usual, a little bit of deception at work in terms of where stay-at-home girlfriends' money comes from. That was a preview from inside the Unladies Room Patreon. To hear the full ad-free episode, go to patreon.com/unladylikemedia or search Unladylike Media in the Patreon app. A few listener faves that await you include an historical romp into the heyday of male rejuvenation that did involve rich men getting monkey testicle transplants, how the scrunchie was invented, and a peek into the reborn baby doll community where mostly grown women play with hyper-realistic dolls and in hyper-realistic ways. Patreon.com/unladylikemedia or search Unladylike Media in the Patreon app. And thank you.